Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Israeli military has said its forces violated protocol in strapping a wounded Palestinian to the front of their vehicle during a raid in the West Bank city of Jenin. The individual was eventually transferred for treatment. The IDF said the incident would be investigated. It said its soldiers had exchanged fire during the raid, wounding a suspect. The man's 13-year-old nephew described what happened next.
We told them we want an ambulance for the wounded person in the room, so they told us to bring him to them. We got him outside, and for about an hour or a half an hour, we kept asking for an ambulance. Then two jeeps came, and the troops told us to turn around and not to look. And then they put him on the jeep's hood and took him.
The UN special rapporteur accused the IDF of using the man as a human shield. Hamas says Israeli airstrikes on several neighbourhoods in Gaza City killed at least 38 people. Video footage showed Palestinians searching for survivors in flattened homes. Yolande Nell in Jerusalem has more details.
These were large strikes, several strikes, witnesses said, where there are dozens of people rushing out to search for victims in the street. You can see a lot of destruction there, homes completely flattened, walls blasted apart, a lot of debris filling up the street, and people rushing some of the wounded away on stretchers and carrying a small boy, his face covered in dust. There were also these strikes that took place in the Tufah neighbourhood of Gaza City, where the Israeli military has only said that it was targeting Hamas infrastructure.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged allies to make what he called strong decisions to help Ukraine counter glide bombs. It comes after Ukrainian officials blamed four Russian glide bombs for hitting a residential area of Kharkiv, killing three people and wounding dozens more. Danny Eberhard reports.
President Zelensky appears to be pushing for more latitude to strike targets inside Russia in order to protect his own country. Russian glide bombs, old Soviet munitions adapted for much greater accuracy, have been proving difficult to defend against, launched by planes from well inside Russia. Mr. Zelensky said what he termed Russian terrorists and warplanes needed to be destroyed where they were. He's seeking more Patriot air defence systems, faster training of Ukrainian pilots for F-16 fighter jets, and what he called a sufficient range for weapons.
Greek police have arrested 13 people on suspicion of causing a wildfire on the island of Hydra. The blaze swept through a forested area near a beach, which firefighters could only reach by boat or helicopter. The local fire service blamed it on fireworks launched from a private yacht, and there have been calls for the vessel to be confiscated. The incident caused public anger. BBC News. Around 100 million Americans, a third of the country, are living under hot weather advisories and alerts on the fifth day of a heat wave that's affecting much of the United States. Some places have seen temperatures of almost 40 degrees Celsius. In Idaho, officials said two people in their 60s had died of heat-related causes. The high pressure has also sparked storms in some areas. A fourth official from Britain's governing Conservative Party is reportedly being investigated over alleged bets relating to the timing of the general election. The Sunday Times newspaper says the man allegedly placed dozens of bets shortly before a snap poll was called. The paper says these could have generated winnings of thousands of dollars. The official is reported to have denied wrongdoing. The head of India's National Testing Agency has been dismissed following accusations of irregularities in recent exams for higher educational institutes. The government has also appointed a committee to recommend reforms in the fiercely competitive process. Our South Asia regional editor and Barasan Etarajan reports.
There have been calls to rerun a medical entrance test sat by more than 2 million students after allegations of cheating. A qualifying exam for awarding PhD fellowships was cancelled after the question paper was leaked on the dark web. Around 900,000 people sat for the exam. Opposition parties and student groups have been holding protests across the country against the lapses, putting pressure on the recently re-elected government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
The Belgian designer Dries Van Noten has made an emotional farewell to the fashion industry at his final catwalk show after announcing his retirement earlier this year. The 66-year-old's Paris Fashion Week showcase on Saturday brought the curtain down on his 40-year career, with his signature looks of impeccably cut suits and clashing colours all on show. BBC News.